Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. We're at the beginning of a new month, and of course, that means a new set of macro data. The upcoming US non-farm payroll and CPI will be closely examined, particularly regarding how sticky inflation is, which would no doubt be a key determinant of how much and how fast the Fed and other central banks will be cutting rates later this year. Now, one of the most important elements of global inflation is, of course, oil. And oil prices have been doing pretty well so far year to date, on the back of OPEC Plus supply curbs, resilient US consumption, and high geopolitical tensions. We expect the oil markets to remain tight over the short term, and therefore we raised our three-month forecast to 80 barrel US dollar. The geopolitical risks are also likely to create some bouts of volatility. So let's take a look at the supply side of things. In November last year, when OPEC Plus announced another round of supply cuts totaling 2.2 million barrels per day, the markets were skeptical about how compliant the bloc will be, especially given that the additional cut is not formalized in the output targets. The latest production data in January alleviated some concerns, because according to Bloomberg, the OPEC crude output fell by 1.6 million barrels per day in January to 26.6 million barrels per day. And the output data from an alternate data source, Rystad Energy, also showed a broad-based decline across the OPEC members. So these data confirm our earlier expectation that OPEC Plus would follow through with significant cuts. Now let's look at the demand side of the equation. That remained more resilient than expected in the first 2 months of this year. China, the second largest oil consumer, appears to be ramping up the purchases following the lunar holiday, which saw a boom in travel. In aggregate, oil markets are likely to be in deficit over the near term. Now, over the longer term, we believe that the slowdown in global economy would dampen oil demand. Together with OPEC Plus's modulation, demand supply is likely to be more balanced, limiting the upside for oil prices. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.